Rally Isle of Man cancelled. Tell me why the decision was taken, Chris.
Well, it's a variety of reasons, Amy, as people who see the press release will realise, but they nearly all stem from the change of dates, which is a situation that the Isle of Man government have requested we change dates to the end of October. As a result of that, we're coming towards the end of the championship year, so lots of competitors are starting to drift away from the championship. They have no real hopes of winning it, so rather than keep spending the money there, starting to look to next year or go and do different one-off events. So the entries look like they're going to be down anyway on usual years. At the same time, because we've moved to the end of October, we've lost the direct ferry link with Ireland that always used to sort of run around the event in the summer. Three of our top four from the international last year entries anyway came from Ireland, and the winner of our historic rally came from Ireland, so it is a very strong competitive base for us, and they're all telling us that it's very, very difficult for them to get to the island, and they're having to take increasingly more time off work if they were to try and come and do it. And then at the same time, the Liverpool Fastcraft link has ended by the end of October, and the British Championship are very concerned about that, about guys relying on the Haitian link, because Liverpool is obviously a far more amenable port to get to for a lot of their crews who are based sort of Liverpool and south of there. So you had all those together, plus the announcements that we've lost our place in the British Rally Championship calendar next year. We've also lost our place in the British Historic Rally Championship calendar next year. And then the final straw was the threat to the road closure order on the Castletown stage, which we've only just been made aware of in the last couple of days. Actually, there's a clashing event run by Manx National Heritage down there, which could have stopped us having the road closure order. The two events aren't compatible. It's a ghost walk. And as a result of that, the government have said they'd prefer if we didn't run the Castletown stages, which are the flagship stages off Rally Isle of Man. So you put all those elements together, and unfortunately, the board of directors have felt that the only move realistic to them is to cancel the event for this year.
So what was the government's reason for wanting it moved from the summer dates in the first place?
I think they wanted, you'd have to ask them, but I think they wanted to use it as an economic driver to get people to the island out of season, as it were, to fill hotel beds and things in sort of October. It's obviously the end of half term week, so it could have been an opportunity for people to come from the UK, and they felt that they could fill and had enough events during the summer that they didn't really need the rally running in the summer, and it was a better fit for them, I think, outside of the season.
Have you not been made aware of any option of possibly moving it back to a summer date?
I understand that the board have been having discussions with the government, and they're ongoing, and we'll have to see what happens in the future. But certainly the present position is that they would prefer us to be an out-of-summer season event.
So looking to the future then, I mean, it's cancelled for this year. Is it written off completely?
Certainly not as far as we're concerned. We're very committed to trying to keep this event alive. Obviously, as I've just said, we've lost the British Championship, we've lost the British Historic Rally Championship, which are our two core sort of groups of competitors, if you like. So we now have to sort of take a step back. We have to get through all of the wrapping up bits and bobs of cancelling this year's event, and then we can sit down and we can all start to make a hard look at providing a sustainable future for Rally Isle of Man.
Is moving it to a different series an option?
Well, of course, yeah. it's finding the right series that fits us and that might want to come here, because we have the two biggest championships in the UK and the British Rally Championship, the British Historic Rally Championship. Other series below those are generally based around the clubmen, who have tighter budgets, and therefore it might not be attractive for their championship coordinators to want to bring them to the Isle of Man, because we are an expensive event, and that is one of the reasons that's been cited, obviously, by the championships for withdrawing, is the cost of coming here as well.
So have you had any feedback from competitors? How are they feeling about this?
We have lots of upset competitors, lots of upset officials, lots of upset spectators, and we can completely understand, because no one is more upset than the organising team of Rally Isle of Man that I have actually an honour to represent, because they're a very hard-working bunch. It's almost entirely voluntarily organised, Rally Isle of Man. It's not like the TT, where there are hordes of paid people looking after it. It is run by people who are out there doing a day job and then at night time and at weekends putting all their effort into running an international motorsport event. And, you know, I can honestly say nobody has made this decision lightly. You know, it's been made for the right reasons, we hope, and we look forward to trying to provide a sustainable future for the event.